ಶುಭೋದಯ. ದ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ನವರಾತ್ರಿ, ನವರಾತ್ರಿ ದಿಸ್ ನವರಾತ್ರಿ ಸೀಸನ್. ವಿ ಹೌ ಅವರ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಆರ್ ಹೌ ಅವರ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಸರ್ಕಲ್, ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎ ಲೋನ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ದ ಸೋ ಮೈ ಬಿಗ್ ಕಂಪನಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಲೈಫ್. This is evident in the recent the war, what is happening in Gaza and in the Gaza area, Israel and Hamas. Israel started gave a ultimatum, there is a ceasefire for couple of hours, the people who are taking care of their relatives, friends in Gaza, they abandoned their relatives and ran away. And at the end of the day, everyone is concerned about themselves. And when they gave the ultimatum, they said, now let me save myself. This is not one of case. The last 2000 years, Middle East is a flashpoint, the war. The troubled region in the Middle East, last 2000 years, they are constantly, they are fighting. My religion is better than your religion. My God is better than your religion. This concept has percolated into other regions of the world also. This has resulted in wiping out many civilizations, many traditions, many cultures, and scores of people have been butchered in that concept. This concept is not new to the modern 2000 years. It is mentioned in the scriptures like Mahabharata or Ramayana also. Demons in the guise of humans, they appear and they can't tolerate anything which is good. They can't tolerate what is stable. And they want to bring in instability. Stability is called as yoga. They are bent on bringing the instability. They want to destroy yoga and across the world. Wherever good is there, they want to destroy. It is like in the springtime, the so many rose flowers, luscious flower comes, simultaneously insects also come from nowhere out to destroy the flower. I haven't done anything, so good flower, why insects have to come? Insects come by itself out to destroy what is good. It is a part of the nature, this concept. The religions are not there to divide us. Religion without concern for humanity is only outer show. Humanity, the religions are there for serving each other for the welfare of humanity. And it is not other way. Humanity is not there for the religion. It is other way. Religion is there for the humanity. We think religion, we are there to protect the religion. It is other way. Religion is there too for the welfare of the humanity. The masters, great teachers come. They come to convey the message of the harmony. We get carried away by the content, the container rather than the content. We are not interested in what they are talking about. We are only interested in the container. What the outer show, inner message. There are, world is filled with believers. World are, I believe in that one, I believe in this religion, I believe in this religion, but hardly anyone who wants to experience that one. World is full of believers, hardly any One wants to experience that one. This conflict of between I want to experience and the believer, this has resulted in so much of atrocities across it. It's a believers. No point in becoming a believer. I believe in so many things. No point in believing. Have you experienced it? That part nobody wants to take up. You want to, the difference between the believer and the one who wants to experience, that the one who wants to experience is always a minority, very small fraction. Rest of them, I believe in that religion, I believe in that school, I believe in that school. Only belief will take you nowhere. And the world, this conflict, when the conflict between the believer and the one who wants to experience, this resulted in conflict. In this conflict, in the Middle East also, or the look at the history of the world. The world is so cruel, non-essential people will be wiped out mercilessly. Mercilessly, non-essential. People, the governments across, the leaders across, use humans as just a pawn. We are just a number. Unless you are essential, you have no value. How to become essential, that is yoga. Sri Krishna talks about non-essential people. Sri Krishna talks about in Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravruddho Loka Samahartu Iha Pravruddham Rite Pitvam Na Bhavishyanti Sarve Yovastita Pratyanukeshu Yoda. Sri Krishna echoes this message. Kalos me, I am merciless time. I am here to devour everyone. I am here to devour everyone. Lokakshaya pravurtu samahartu. You are none of them who think you are here just to spend time here. You will exist. You will be wiped out. You will be wiped out in no means. You are just a pawn. You think you are important. I think my job is important. I think I want to make more money. Sri Krishna says you are just a pawn. You are no one. I wipe out. Tasma, then what we have to do? Tasma tvam uttishta isholabhastva jitva shatrun bungshva rajyam samruddham mamaivaite nihata purvameva nimittamatram bhavasavya sachin. Sri Krishna says, try to become essential. How to become essential? Uttishta, get up. You have been slumbering. In the slumber, you are whiling away your time in the name of party, socializing. And you are squandering on ordinary time, squandering your time on trivial things. Uttishta, attain, become essential, attain fame, achieve great things in your life. Yasho labhastva jitva shatrun bungshva rajyam samruddham. Overcome hurdles in your life. Hurdles, so much of challenges is there, not to buckle down. I can't handle. Yes, you challenges are there to make you strong. Jitva shatrun bungshva rajyam samruddham. Attain the fame, become essential. Become an my instrument. When you have woken up, I will make use of you as a tool in my bigger game. In my game, I will engage you, and when you want to get up, I will make you essential. Only essential people stand out. Rest, like in the Middle East conflict, you are just a pawn. Just a bomb and go, you are no one. Unless you want to stand up, nobody else can do it for you except yourself. You have to do that one. Jitva shatrun, get up. And to do that one, what is required is we need discipline in our life. Discipline won't come to life without having a teacher. teacher is very strict and instills the discipline in life, you need a guru. Without teacher, atha yoga anushasanam. Yoga anushasanam, you have to yoga. Yoga means nothing but have discipline. Without having a discipline, you can't become essential. You will become non-essential. Non-essential means in the in the company restructure, they are looking at what are essential, what are non-essential, remove the non-essential. If you want to become essential, have discipline in your life. If you want to get into the portals of yoga, have discipline. Atha yoga anushasanam. With the discipline, when you have the discipline, yoga ha chitta vritti nirodaha. Mind is not going here and there. You are not perceiving so many hobbies in your life. That is good, this is good, that is good. So many things you are perceiving, and you have to limit your time. You are on a limited shelf life. You can't have so many things in your life. You can't have so many things. You have to restrict. I am on a limited shelf life. I can't be seen everywhere. Where I can engage myself. Yes, people may be calling Navaratri, come here, come there, that party, this party. My time is special, essential. I have to streamline my thought process. Yoga ha, chitta vritti nirodaha. Balance your mind, focus your mind, not to squander your energy by being seen everywhere. By seeing anywhere, yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha. You are not to go everywhere, and then when you are disciplined, your mind is focused. Patanjali further says, tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. When you are so focused, then you realize what I stand for in my life. What I stand for my life? What is the bottom line of my life? I don't know where I stand in my life. What I represent, I don't know. What I represent, I don't know. I am not just a believer. I talked about believer. Everyone should know what you represent. What you represent, what you stand for. Tada drashtu, when you start seeing that one, you realize your unique quality. You realize your unique quality, and when you start spending time, you start enriching your unique quality. I may know I have this quality, but it's in a very dilute form. Dilute form, it is not of use. It is of not use for yourself and others. You may think, yes, I am interested in yoga, or I am interested in music, I am interested in... it is there in a vestigate form. You have to enrich that one, concentrate that one. Tada drashtu swarupe. When you realize what you stand for, it starts getting enriched. You become essential. You start become, essence is, means fragrance. Fragrance, in the springtime, the beautiful flower has, the opened up, petals have opened up. That fragrance attracts bees from far and away, uninvited. It did not send a message, SMS message, party is happening, come here. All it did was opened itself. When it opened up, because of its essence, bees from far and away came and perched on that one, want to draw. When you become essential in your life, you also start becoming of value for others. People from far and away come near you to seek solace. You need not have to advertise, I am here, I stand for that one. It is saying that become essential. If you are non-essential, non-essential. You are a burden for yourself, you are a burden for your family, burden for the society, burden for the employer, burden for the country, and you are just a pawn. People utilize you as a pawn and dump you. If you want to stand out, become of value for yourself, yoga enriches your personality, brings essence to your life. Become essential if you don't want to be wiped out.